Well, I think it's an overreaction, frankly. I think to expel someone is just going one step too far. I think, of course, to remonstrate with the Israelis is fair enough. And it's an issue we've raised with a number of countries in the past. Israel is one of the countries we've mentioned, too, that we don't like our passports being used by, or forged Australian passports being used by their intelligence services. Because, you know, intelligence services around the world do this sort of thing the whole time. But to start going around expelling them, I think that is an overreaction.
Why do you think it's an overreaction? Why do you think they've reacted in this way?
Because it'll have, Australia's decided to take the cudgels up against Israel over this issue. And it's pretty obvious why. The reason why Australia has suddenly become so aggressive over it is because, and publicly aggressive, is not, of course, a point of principle at all here. This is because of the Security Council campaign and an effort to try to beat Finland and Luxembourg. The Australian government is going out of its way to ingratiate itself to other countries in the Middle East to build up its credentials with the Gulf Cooperation Council and other Middle Eastern countries. So this is a good way of doing it. That's what's driven this. It's not a point of principle. The other thing to say is that I'm sorry to say, in a way, but intelligence agencies in many countries forge passports for their intelligence officers. And there have been cases, I'm sure, of Australian passports being forged. And Israel is not the only country that engages in this sort of behaviour, frankly. So it's a bit rich to single out Israel.
Some foreign policy experts say that really Australia's hands were tied on this. It didn't have much of a choice because the UK expelled their Mossad representative in London. Was Australia fairly much committed to that? Because if you'd chosen a softer option, he would have been accused of being too soft.
I don't want to be accused of being Anglophobic, but it is rather a long time since our hands were tied by something that the British government decided to do. We're actually an independent country and perfectly capable of making our own decisions. Look, the British government made the decision it made in the lead-up to the British election. I don't think they were driven. I mean, they're a permanent member of the Security Council. They weren't driven by getting onto the Security Council or anything like that. They had another motive, and that was that they wanted to build up the support for the British Labour Party from Muslim Britain. And, I mean, whether it worked or not, it's hard to know. The fact is the swing against Labour in those seats was less than the swing against Labour generally across the country. That may not have been the only reason why, by the way, but that was what drove them, frankly. This idea that somehow Israel is the only country on earth that has ever done this with British or Australian passports, that is outrageous. That is not true. And why not all the other countries that might have done this sort of thing in the past? Why not single them out as well? No, just Israel. So I think it's all very politically driven, frankly.
Mr. Downer, in your time as Foreign Minister, you confirmed recently that it was either yourself or DFAT that warned Israel not to use Australian passports. Do expulsions and these tough words have any effect?
Well, it didn't, did it? I mean, there seems to be an indication that Australian passports were used in this particular case, though as I understand it, there's been no confirmation that Israel was actually responsible for killing this Hamas leader, but it's, you know, everyone thinks that that is likely. But I raised it with the Israeli government, I seem to recall, some years ago, and as we would with governments which we think, whose agencies we think might use fake Australian passports, and we had always asked them not to do it. But, it happens, I'm afraid. That's just what happens in the world of intelligence. Be realistic about it and be wide-eyed about it, not naive. They obviously have continued to do so. So that's regrettable, and the Australian government should make that clear to the Israeli government. I think the Israelis have done the wrong thing to use Australian passports. But I wouldn't overreact. I wouldn't trash the bilateral relationship for it. Israel's a very good friend of Australia's, and in this tough world, we need all the friends we can get.
If you were still Foreign Minister, what would you have done?
Well, I would have called in the Israeli ambassador and told him that I regretted very much what they'd done and we didn't ever want to see this happen again. But I wouldn't have expelled a diplomat. I wouldn't have taken it to that level. I wouldn't have wanted, this is a delicate time in the Middle East as well, when proximity talks are beginning. I wouldn't have wanted to put myself into a position where I'm in a full-scale confrontation with Israel. I'm not sure exactly where it gets you. I mean, I'm not sure how it's ever going to help Australia to do that. I mean, it just seems a bit of an overreaction, as I say.